Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint, if you use an interview from our show or use cuts from a guest who was on our show, like Keith Bullock, for instance, say our name. We are happy to provide great content. And when we hear great content, we credit where it came from. If you're sitting there and you're wondering, I wonder if it's us that Hutton's describing on Midday 180 right now. The answer is likely yes.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Hoo-ha!
Very well said. My primary complaint this week goes to Airbnb. Here's how a transaction works to owners of Airbnb homes. When you make the decision to put your home up for rent, or even if it's your primary home, for the weekend, for people that come in from out of town, let's say for a Tennessee football game, and you're offering up your home for the week, when that person pays a lot of money to rent your home, and you're making a lot of money for that transaction, you remove the ability for you to put your house plans and your house rules on that person. If you go and destroy property and things are broken, then you can get a bill for that property. I understand that. But for homeowners of Airbnb houses to tell me and my friends that we have to take our shoes off when entering their home, no, that's not how this works. You make a lot of money. We do whatever the hell we want in your house for those 48 hours, short of destroying everything in your house. That is how the transaction works. You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what we're doing with your home for the weekend. And if you don't like that, don't put your home up for rent on Airbnb.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
If you've ever roomed with Chad, he has one rule. Shoes on at all times.
GTF.
Even in the bed. I wear a sensible loafer to sleep every night.
With his lavender oil.
He's like Ebenezer
pillow.
Scrooge. Yeah, with
he drenches the pillows with lavender oil.
Be careful in the shower. So I usually don't fall for clickbait stuff, but everyone knows it's October. I love Halloween. I love candy. So when I see a post that says the most popular Halloween candy in every state, I'm going to click on it.
Yep.
No longer will I ever click on anything like this again, because I can assure you, no one in the state of Tennessee is hoping to get Red Hots in their basket when they go around trick-or-treating.
Who votes for these?
I have no idea what the stats that this came from.
What were the surrounding states?
Surrounding states, how about...
Okay.
What would you guess would be the most popular candy in Kentucky for Halloween?
A wrapped-up homemade...
M&M's.
Caramel... what a popcorn ball.
According to this,
something homemade.
Swedish Fish.
What?
The only state in the union, by the way, is Swedish Fish.
Okay, the entire country should be M&M's, Snickers, something like that.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which a lot of it is. But then you have the weirdos up in Wisconsin, where apparently it's pretzel M&M's. That's a very specific. Or South Dakota, where it's just gummy worms. Not a brand, just gummy worms.
What's Alabama?
Don't knock the gummy worms.
Alabama, Milk Duds. Alabama.
Alabama's beaten Tennessee again.
And they complain and complain and complain.
Now batting cleanup, Paul Kuharski.
My primary complaint is Derek Carr. He was on the bench of one of my fantasy teams and may be called upon soon. He says that Vontaze Burfict, quote, is one of the most misunderstood people in the NFL. He is a great guy. Derek. Great guys do not repeatedly hurt people intentionally. If he was doing this on the street, he would be arrested repeatedly. This thing where the Raiders keep calling people that they bring in who do stupid stuff misunderstood is a problem. You know who's misunderstanding Vontaze Burfict? You know who's misunderstanding Antonio Brown? You!
And they
they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Well, and the Patriots. He did have another job after the Raiders.
But Bill Belichick wasn't out there saying, "You're dude, hey, man, you're the most misunderstood guy I've ever been around, dude."
It's because Bill Belichick doesn't speak. No.
All right. No?
To his credit, he's not saying something incredibly foolish. So
by
about
signing
Antonio
him,
Brown.
He was saying the exact same thing.
No, I agree.
Perfect. Have you seen the video of him in high school going at Andy Dalton's knee? This goes back to high school.
It was Matt Barkley.
Was it Barkley?
I think it was Matt Barkley's knee. They were like the number one and two player in California.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What kind Andy of Dalton was in Texas. Cause?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So it was. Yeah, it was Barkley. All the quarterbacks running together. He went on a blitz. Barkley was audible. Had an audible at the line, and Burfict comes through and just dives at his knee. And he got the pass off, and he wasn't hurt.
He's misunderstood.
Right. Yeah. But it's been going on for a while. 615-737-1045, number primary complaint presented by the Dr. Gill Center. Let's go to Matt to lead us off for primary complaint today. Loaded lines. What's up, Matt?
Hello, gentlemen. My primary complaint today, as I am a Floridian, is the difference between Kroger's customer and Publix. I get that there are only four self-checkout lines at Publix, and there are six at the Kroger's. However, why is it that none of the Kroger customers, they completely avoid it? They don't want to do it. Are you not intelligent enough? Is it because you're too down home? And there is always a line at Publix. And that is my primary complaint.
What is this guy? The Chris Berman of grocery store names?
He's a slappy fest of Kroger's.
Yeah, Kroger.
The Kroger! Against the Raiders!
Jake, what's up, Jake?
Michigan. There you go. Get all your boys' names in there.
Jake.
So, guys, my primary complaint is luggage racks, particularly the ones that look like light bars that continually confuse me to being cops. I don't care if you got a black car, a brown car, or a white car, but you got those luggage racks, it's killing my brakes. That's it.
Yep, thank you, Jake.
And you've discussed this before. Those recommissioned cop cars that are on the roads?
Oh, no, this gets me all the time. You don't know how many times I've pulled over for a Subaru Outback.
I slow down. I don't pull over.
There are people that think I'm driving a police vehicle in the Explorer that I have.
Yeah.
Because it's now the style of the SUV cop cars now, are those Explorers.
Do they do it intentionally, you think? It's a side benefit.
What?
That it looks like a police vehicle.
Oh, it looks like it because it is. I mean, that's the vehicle they use. Let's go to Jim. What's up, Jim?
Well, I just want to complain about the Ford F-150. They have more headlights on than a damn airplane landing at the airport. I mean, my God, I'm convinced that they violate the luminous law in this country. But, you go down the road 2 miles away and it's like, holy Christ, here comes a 747. No, it's a Ford F-150. Blinding everybody on the damn road.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. You're supposed to stare at the white line to your right.
Is that real? Like you're supposed
to
look at
that in the defensive driving class.
Oh, no, those will still burn your retinas.
Yeah.
So Terrence on Twitter says Withrow thinks rules don't apply to him. If rules are posted up front, don't rent the property. If the rules aren't posted up front, I'm more sympathetic. They're not posted up front. You know what's posted up front on Airbnb? We're walking distance to Neyland Stadium and parks and restaurants and bars and everything else.
So when did you get these
rules?
And
we have this many things and Wi-Fi and TV.
After
your
deposit?
All the accommodations. Yeah, once you rent it, then the owner will contact you and can contact you via text or call you and go through their house rules.
So are you still staying there this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Or no shoes?
We'll do whatever the hell we want. We inform them we're wearing shoes. We're sorry. Like, have you seen what you're charging for this place? We're wearing shoes.
You should leave, like, one big shoe print.
They were just assuming it's Georgia fans and most don't wear shoes anyway.
Yeah. They don't want their...
Give me a break. Look, we're not planning on breaking anything. If something's broken, then you could, charge us for it. But that's
what's the dirty feet line you had a few years back?
Grocery feet?
Grocery feet. Yeah. They're assuming Georgia fans are going to come there with grocery feet.
What if, even worse, I decided to go with the no-shoe policy but intentionally had grocery feet and just smeared their white carpets with grocery feet? And everyone everyone who knows when I say grocery feet, you know what I'm talking about. The little kid that runs around the old-school grocery store that's got black,
unsupervised,
tarred-up feet.
Yeah, it's running into your buggy.
Yes.
Your cart.
You got to soak those things in hot water for 12 hours to get it off.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, up with a $5 biggie bag.
I know, because I was that kid. Matt on Twitter says, those grocery feet you speak of can be found around the Kroger.
We go to Nathan to lead us off this segment for primary complaint. Loaded line. So as we go to Nathan, that means a line opens up for you at 615-737-1045. What's up, Nathan?
Guys, I don't know if it's nature or nurture, but my primary complaint is against the schizophrenia, the bipolar, whatever you want to call it, that seems to be contagious in Middle Tennessee when it comes to Titans fans. Because in week one, we beat Cleveland, and all of a sudden, well, we got a good team. We might go to the Super Bowl. This looks really good. Then for the next 14 days, it's like a funeral dirge. Marcus Mariota's the worst thing in the world. We need to fire him. We need to trade him, which I agree with. We need to let him go. He's terrible. Everything's coming to an end. And then we follow up the next week. Well, you know, we did just beat the Falcons. I mean, we're looking pretty good again. So it's not a different quarterback behind the freaking center. It's the same guy. We just happened to beat up on one of the worst teams in the NFL. The whole city needs a squadron of crop dusters with Lexapro just to spray over the place and let them just get over it and chill out.
You raise good points. This is not uncommon.
You know who did not lack energy?
Nathan.
Yeah.
This is every NFL city for
every
the most
NFL
part.
Every NFL city does this. And they're 13-2-2 cities. So Sports Talk Radio, living large.
It is a 12-game season now.
But down to three quarters.
Just like that. We go next to Troy. Hey, Troy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Troy?
Hey, I just want to let you know, you ever go to, you know, when you go to the parking lot, go park your vehicle when you're going shopping or whatever, and it's the angle parking, and they've got arrows all over telling you which way you need to go.
Yes.
Because of the way the angle. Every time I go down, someone decides not to look at the arrows, and they want to disrupt the whole system of, oh, I got to get way over before I can let them by.
Come on, you.
People, look at the flipping arrows.
I respect those arrows, Troy. Even here in this parking lot, we now have arrows in this parking lot. I will not go out the entrance. I will not.
You will not because of the arrow?
Well, no, because that's the entrance gate. There's a reason why one gate's open and one gate is closed.
But I park near the entrance gate.
Well, circle around to the exit.
Well, sometimes that's easy to do. Other times, it's not easy to do. And you know who's good at deciding that? Me, not the guy who painted the arrows or the person who
You know
who
what? It's not always convenient, Paul.
What?
The right thing.
Yeah. you're pulling into the entrance for someone else. David. If you were that person, you would come in here pissed.
There's nobody coming in. I can see. I only go out the entrance when there's nobody coming in.
Rules don't apply to Paul on this one.
Sometimes I follow the rules. Sometimes I've said this for a long time. Some intersections, it'll say no right turn on red. Now, you know who's better qualified than the person that puts up that sign to decide if it's appropriate to make a right turn on red?
It doesn't
matter. Not all drivers.
Doesn't matter.
Me.
No, doesn't matter who's more qualified to make that determination. The sign says
I want to vote out the person that decided to put that sign there. I want to vote him out. Put him on a ballot.
Until that happens.
Put him on a ballot. Put the ballot in front of me.
Maybe John Rich was more qualified to build a mansion where he did than you were to oppose.
No, the Codes guys that he paid off, they were more qualified.
Brian is next. Hello, Brian.
Money talks.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, y'all. My primary complaint is this new notion is going around to employers where they're no longer accepting doctors. You know? Now, that's crazy because now here I am with the strep throat at work. Spreading my germs to everyone else.
They won't accept a doctor's note.
So you went to work today and you're sick?
Yes. If I do not show up, I would get penalized in incentive points.
All right, I got a plan for you. I got a plan for you.
Maybe he's lying, and this is the long play here, where he's actually calling the radio show to prove that he's
sick. But I'm
going to
take him at his word.
Okay.
So how far, like, where's your desk compared to your boss?
Well, I work in an office where there's three of us, and I'm in constant contact with customers all day.
All right, never mind the customers. Where's your boss?
I am the boss.
Well, who do you give the note to?
The administrators, which is a company-wide policy. So,
where's the administrator, though? Not in your office, somewhere else?
No, they're in another state.
Another state.
Oh, so...
All right, let's pretend, because I want to hatch my plan, let's pretend the administrator's down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You get a buddy down the hallway to tell you when the administrator's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the bathroom. You go down. You go down the hallway pretty casually. You kind of case the scene. These guys are watching me. You case the scene. Then you kind of drop something on the floor in front of the administrator's door, like a piece of paper. You bend over to pick up the piece of paper. You cough on the doorknob. Right? Then the administrator gets strep throat.
Mm.
And then you walk by a few days later when the administrator's back from sickness. You go, oh, man, did you have strep throat? It's too bad you couldn't have brought in a note about that.
That's a great point.
Boom!
I like this plan.
Too bad you can't use it, Brian.
Yeah. If only you damn administrator didn't work out of state.
Good luck, Brian.
Thank you.
You got to try to get that strep throat to him over the phone.
He sounded way too upbeat for someone with strep throat to me.
Yeah. I think you're being overly skeptical.
Really, I think he's very smart. I was giving him a compliment that it was the long play. Like, hey, I'm going to call this. He knows his boss listens to Midday 180, and he's playing it up like he's really sick.
Now, Brian's called before. He said a little congested.
Really?
I'll vouch for him.
Do you need a note?
My initials are DR.
It's a public health concern. If a company's saying you can't bring in a doctor's note for a contagious
We should illness. Come up with our own
I'm
note
not bringing in a doctor's
note.
If I'm sick, I call Brad. I say I'm sick. My boss trusts me to be sick. And
yeah, but we should give our own note. Like, we have the DR. We have DR in here, David Reed.
I didn't bring in a colonoscopy note. You guys took my word for it that I was having a colonoscopy.
Well, you don't abuse it. So I'm thinking this company may have a problem with people taking sickness.
Do I have picks? You want picks?
Send picks.
Yup.
You out?
I did give you some recorded coming out of medication. That was my note.
You were definitely drugged up, that's for sure. Chase, what's up?
Yeah, my primary complaint is whoever come up with the logistics of how to get into the Mercedes-Benz Dome down in Atlanta, it took us over an hour to get in there, missed the first three drives, and our first point.
Took you an hour to get in?
Yes, an hour. We went up there at 12:15, and we didn't get in there until after 1:15, standing in line.
Wow.
Pretty bad.
We were Nissan Stadium.
What time did you get in line?
Imagine a full stadium.
What time did you get in line?
12:15.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, it was real bad.
I mean, I was there very early, but it looked like the setup. I looked at it and was like, this looks like a good setup to get people in.
We stood in this one line, and that line was fed into by five other lines once you got closer, and it just made it come to a halt.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Chase, thank you. So it's not just one area that's a problem. It's even the newer stadiums.